Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Want to know what you can do in a single second? Become a star. Now, when I say this, I don't mean it all happened in literally 1,000 milliseconds, but within this time frame, some magic did reach out and tell you that you better start paying attention to someone on the screen because good things are happening. And yes, as ever, you will tell me, how dare you, Simon, that person is not a star, but come on now, let's go get a real problem. But I am Simon from What Culture, please do hit that subscribe button. And this is 10 Wrestlers That Became a Star in 1 second. Number 10, Steve Austin. And no, it's not the moment you're thinking of. We are going back a good year before that, when Steve Austin had left WCW and headed to ECW. It was September 1995 and the future Stone Cold was kind of left with nothing to do until Paul Heyman called him. Knowing Austin was injured, he was happy for the man to come in and just go off about how annoyed he was at World Championship Wrestling and say whatever he wanted. Unsurprisingly, Steve signed up for this in a heartbeat. He did go after everyone. Dusty Rhodes, Eric Bischoff, and even Hulk Hogan. It was the Hulkster that got the biggest reaction when Austin was there dressed up in the red and yellow doing the most ridiculous parody of the man you can imagine. Fans went nuts. If nothing else, it showed a whole new side to him, and from that point on, he had a legion of supporters that knew with the right push, he would go on to great things. And what do you know? They were right. Number 9, Kofi Kingston. It's such a shame this went the way it did because it rocked. Back in 2009 on Raw, Kofi Kingston was finally getting his due and was thrust into a feud with Randy Orton. They were also having a fight in Madison Square Garden, which added the needed fairy dust proceedings. And when Kofi flew off a barricade, smashing Orton through a table, the reaction was wonderful. We were definitely onto something, or we should have been. Because as we have been made very aware today, after screwing up one spot in a later match, Orton got mad in the ring and called him stupid. Over and over again. This led to the powers that be deciding Kingston wasn't ready for this, and the program was stopped very abruptly, and it would be another decade before we got back to it. Within 4 weeks, the whole thing had been undone, and if you need a reason as to why this was such a disappointment, just go and watch it now. WWE needed new stars, and the fans were ready for one, and yet one mistake threw it off course. This was silly, especially when one move was enough to make Kingston the man. Number 8, Batista. We go back to Raw in November 2004 for this one, where WWE was scrambling. We had pushed Randy Orton way too early into the world title picture, and when that got rejected, some new stories had to be thrown front and center. The answer was to move away from this, and as we were doing so, Triple H found himself teaming with Edge and Gene Snitsky after Randy had gained general manager powers in order to make Hunter's life hell. It got worse when the game found out that his supposed teammates were actually just trying to get closer to his world title, and when he told Batista to deal with these fools, he stormed out of the room. And do you want to know what Batista did after this happened? He sat down, grabbed the big gold belt, and lovingly stared at it. Instantly, this sent sparks through fans' minds about the possibilities, and we all decided, yeah, that would be pretty cool. And what happened at WrestleMania 21? Exactly. Number 7, Wardlow. You have to return to 2020 with this one, even though that doesn't sound right, but this is how long AEW has been teasing a breakup. It happened as MJF tried and failed to get the world title from Jon Moxley after he used two paradigm shifts, a move that had been banned before the bell had rung. The key was that during this, Wardlow had also screwed up when he tried to get the Dynamite Diamond ring to his boss, and days later, Maxwell made his feelings known. He was mad. Freeman basically screamed in his hired help's face, and just as it seemed like Wardlow was going to eat him alive, he backed down. He didn't want to lose his job. This kickstarted the sympathy that was needed to keep Wardlow a bad guy, but also kind of make him a good guy. And ever since, we've just wanted to see him smack MJF in the face. It took till 2022 till we got that, and the first seed was planted here. That is some long-term storytelling. Number 6, Wheeler Yuta. This has been anything but Rush, but it may be one tiny moment that put it over the top. When Wheeler Yuta debuted The Best Friends in June 2021, I don't think anybody had him pegged for this. Zoom forward to April 2022, and away we went. As Wheels was trying to prove he was worthy of the Black Ball Combat Club, he engaged in a war with Jon Moxley where he bled. A lot. This didn't seem to make a difference to him, though, because towards the end he took his sneaker, which was covered in the red stuff, and kicked Mox right in the skull. You could even say he was booting his flubbing head in. As soon as he did this and stared down the camera lens like a loon, a lot of people decided they liked this man, and ever since it's been an upward rise. Yuta has proven he is an excellent recruit, and I suppose now is best friends with William Regal. There are certainly worse people to be buddies with. Number 5, Eddie Kingston. Everyone that knew of Eddie Kingston knew that Eddie Kingston was awesome. All you had to do was put a mic in his hand and off he went, but he'd never had a chance to do that on a huge stage. So when he did get that opportunity on the July 22nd, 2020 episode of AEW Dynamite, the world imploded. Stepping up to challenge Cody Rhodes as he continued to open the TNT title door, Eddie was able to win everyone over by spouting lines like, "You grew up around legends like Arn Anderson. Wanna know what I grew up around? Alcoholics, junkies. I had to survive." I mean, this was pure fire. He also mentioned how Tony Khan had paid him to show up and was also going to pay him to kick Cody's ass, which is just an awesome sentence. And ever since, all of this has just got better and better. Kingston couldn't be more beloved. What a damn hero. Number 4, Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley had an awesome arrival in NXT back in 2019. You know it worked because she was mostly a relatively unknown NXT UK champion at the time, and then in weeks was a major player, almost like she's pretty good at this stuff. This ties into the many issues that plague WWE right now, but as NXT champ Shayna Baszler stood in the ring acting like she was unbeatable, out came Ripley, snatched the mic away, and reminded the Queen of Spades that no matter who else she has beaten, Rhea was not on that list. Shayna sold this great, which was half the battle, and even legged it in order to save face. It absolutely was wrestling done right. This was in August, and by December, we were doing the title match, and wouldn't you know it, this was the only NXT that outdrew Dynamite when they went head-to-head. I think I know why. Number 3, Shinsuke Nakamura. I was there for this, and forget one second. Shinsuke Nakamura was a made man as soon as the first beat of his entrance music hit. Everybody thought they were about to see the greatest human ever created. The truth is, he was already a star long before his WWE run, but go and watch TakeOver Dallas for the moment this was cemented in the West. The rabid Texas crowd are just about ready to crown Shinsuke as a future Hall of Famer, and the match he had with Sami Zayn lived up to that and then some. This was also Zayn's NXT send-off and the start of Nakamura's run through the company, and my word, what a terrific, well-put-together thing this was. We often talk about best-ever debuts, and this isn't mentioned enough. It is fantastic. Number 2, James Ellsworth. Want to get scared about time? James Ellsworth nonsense with Braun Strowman happened back in 2016. My word. The real madness with this was that Ellsworth turned a squash match into a multiple-year run with WWE. And when does that happen? His line that any man with two hands has a fighting chance was enough to pique people's interest, and by the time we all got obsessed with his no chin, forget about it, he was added to the roster. This really was somebody taking their opportunity and ensuring they made the most out of it. And who else gets a job based on 9 words? And sure, that takes longer than 1 second to say, but no one knew who this was before he began. Afterwards, he was everybody's favorite new toy. Number 1, Danhausen. Club me, I love Danhausen. He is just so weird in the way that only a wrestling promotion would allow, and it also makes me happy we have 2 major Western companies. I don't think we get such debuts in a purely WWE world. In January 2022 on Dynamite, however, as Adam Cole was facing off against Orange Cassidy, the Undisputed One decided to grab a chair from under the ring. Why not? When he pulled it out, though, who was holding on to the other end of it for absolutely no reason? Danhausen. The fans popped instantly as Danhausen tried to curse Adam before he just walked off, and that killed me again because it was just so silly. This also meant it took all of a flash to not only turn him into a star, but get everybody else interested, because they were like, who is this guy and what on earth did he just do? It has certainly been a roller coaster ever since, as it always should have been. Long live Danhausen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.